I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado 96 has reopened between Wetmore and Westcliff after flash flooding and landslides closed it down Sunday. The Gazette reports a number of drivers caught in the flooding had to be rescued as rain fell over the Junkins Fire burn scar. A group of citizens in Manitou Springs is unhappy with a deal the city has worked out with the Broadmoor to help pay for repairs and reconstruction of the Pikes Peak Cog Railway. Specifically, the capping of an excise tax and other parts of the deal they don't believe accounted for inflation. Manitou Springs Mayor Ken Jaray says the current plan was shaped largely by public input at a meeting held in early June, including changes in the final document.
We heard the concerns, we heard the suggestions, and we spent the next 2 weeks negotiating around those concerns and around those objections. And changes were made to the agreement.
Opponents are hoping to gather enough signatures at a forum tonight to void the agreement and instead let voters decide on the deal in the November election. The forum takes place at 6 o'clock at Briarhurst Manor Estate in Manitou Springs. Sweeping legislative reforms to Colorado's foster care program take effect next month. The bills were crafted with the help of foster parents and former foster children. According to the State Department of Education, last year less than 25% of foster kids in Colorado graduated high school in 4 years. That's worse than the rate for kids experiencing homelessness. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.